各位弟兄姐妹，大家午安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
下午我们继续一同来学习圣经上的道理。
And this afternoon we'll continue to study the gospel in the Bible.
下午的题目是金灯台。
And the topic this afternoon will be golden lampstand.
好，请翻开撒母耳记上三章的第一到三节。
Let us please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上三章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1。
第一节，童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉神。当那些日子，神的言语稀少，不常有默示。二节。
Two。
一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不清楚，看不分明。三节。
Three。
神的灯在神殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。那这段经节是描述士师时代末期发生在这个会幕里的一个场景。
And this verses here is referring to a scene that happened during the later time of the judges.
那我们知道这个士师时期是信以色列人信仰的黑暗时期。
We all know that during the time of the judges, it is considered the dark times for the Israelites.
那这一幕的场景呢，也是一幅令人感慨的场景。
And this scene here that we see give us deep feelings.
因为按照律法呢，当时祭司仍然要早晚点灯，并且要清理这个金灯台啊。
Because according to the laws of that time, the judges are supposed to clean the lampstand and light the lampstands.
那我们可以想象，当时会幕里的金灯台那个灯呢，它一直都是点着的。
So let us imagine that the lampstand at that time in the tabernacle, it is constantly lit up.
但是呢，会幕外的以色列人的信仰呢，却是堕落了。
But outside of the tabernacle, we see that the faith of the Israelites are weakened.
我们看到他们信仰的田地荒芜了。
And we see that their faith grows weak.
那在会幕里的这个敬拜呢，也失去了实质的意义。
And we see that their worship loses its meaning.
因为在前一章，就是撒母耳记上第二章那里呢，就谈到了这个以利有两个儿子呢，那个时候他们就是在会幕里面呢担任这个侍奉的工作。
The chapter before this, we see that Prophet Eli has two sons, and their jobs were to serve in the tabernacle.
我们看这个撒母耳记上二章的十二节。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12.
十二节记载以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。
And we see that here records that the two sons of Eli were considered evil.
他们在这个会幕侍奉的时候呢，也做了许多得罪神的事。
And while they serve in the tabernacle, they have done many things that have wronged God.
因为他们的行为呢，就带来了严重的后果。
And because of their actions, it brought consequences.
那这个后果呢，就是在二章的十七节这里。
And the consequences here was listed in chapter 2, verse 17.
第二章的十七节，如此，这二少年人的罪在主面前甚重了，因为他们藐视神的祭物。我们主要是看这个小字的部分。或作他们使人厌弃给主神献祭。
And here, that if we look at the verse here, it tells us that they have sinned against God and men abhorred the offering of the Lord.
因为他们的恶行恶状呢，让百姓觉得向神献祭这件事呢，他们也开始厌恶了。
And because of their sins, people begin to hate offering to the Lord.
因此我们可以想象，在这个会幕外，以色列人的信仰呢，就像一盏将残的灯火。
And we can imagine that the faith of the Israelites outside of the tabernacle is like a dying light.
啊，那这和在会幕里随时都点着的那个金灯台的灯，它是一个强烈的对比啊。
And this is a strong contrast when you compare that to the golden lampstand that is constantly lit inside the tabernacle.
啊，但是在会幕里面的两个人呢，他也形成了强烈的对比。
And the two people within the tabernacle also has a strong contrast.
啊，其中一位是年纪已经老迈、两眼已经昏花的这个祭司，名字叫做以利。
And one is an old prophet where his eyes are dim, the name Eli.
啊，那另外一位是呢，年轻并且呢很专心的在圣殿服侍神的撒母耳。
And the other one is a young, young man who wholeheartedly is serving God, named Samuel.
啊，那以利所呈现的一个景象呢，就是夕阳西下的景象。
So the scene that Eli represents is like the sunset.
啊，那撒母耳所呈现的景象呢，就是一副旭日东升的景象。
And the scene that Samuel represents is like a sunrise.
啊，那在会幕里头呢，啊，有一盏灯叫做金灯台啊。
And inside the tabernacle, there is a light that's called a golden lampstand.
啊，那金灯台呢，我们从圣经里面呢，可以发现呢，它有不同的这个样式。
And if we look in the Bible, there are different images of the golden lampstand.
啊，我们来看出埃及记25:31以下。
If we look at the book of Exodus, chapter 25.
出埃及记25:31-36呢，啊，主要就是谈到这个要如何的来制造一座金灯台啊。
Exodus chapter 25 from 31-36 here records how to make this gold lampstand.
啊，那这个金灯台呢，它是一座，就是有，但是呢，这个灯台上呢有七个不同的七个灯盏，就是七个 lamps 啊，就像我们现在说的这个灯泡。
So this golden lampstand on it has stands seven lamps.
啊，所以我们可以想象，在当时的会幕里头，金灯台呢只有一座。
So if we can imagine that there is one lampstand inside the tabernacle.
啊，但是到了所罗门王建完圣殿之后呢，在圣殿里面所摆的金灯台呢，却是有十个之多。
But after Solomon has built the temple, inside the temple there is 10 lampstands.
啊，那这是记载在这个历代志下的第四章。
And this is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 4.
第四章的第七节。
Chapter 4 verse
7. 啊，第七节。
7.
他又照定的样式造十个金灯台放在殿里，五个在左边，五个在右边，五个在左边。所以我们可以看到，到了圣殿的时候呢，这个金灯台啊，由一座变成了十座。
So we can see here that during the time of the when the temple was built, the lampstand went from 1 to 10.
啊，或许是因为这个圣殿哈，它比较大。需要呢比较多的金灯台来提供这个照明的需要。
This might be that because the temple is bigger, so they need 10 lampstands in order to light the temple.
啊，在启示录呢记载了另外一种的金灯台。
In the book of Revelation, it records a different kind of lampstand.
我们来看启示录第一章的十二节。
If we look at the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 12.
启示录一章十二节。
1:12.
十二节，我转过身来要看谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台呀。好，那这里是这个约翰长老在异象中所看见的一个景象。
And here is a vision that Elder John saw.
啊，他看见的是七个啊。七个金灯台啊。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
啊，那金灯台刚刚有提到，它在会幕时期呢，它是放在圣所啊，圣所里头啊。
And we mentioned that, that during the time of the tabernacle, the lampstand is placed inside the tabernacle.
啊，在圣所里头呢，有三样的圣物。
Inside the tabernacle, there is three kinds of items.
第一件就是这个金灯台，第二是这个陈设饼，第三呢是金香炉。
And one is the golden lampstands, two is the showbread, and three is the golden altar of light, incense.
那这三样的圣物呢，它都有不同这个属灵上的这个预表啊。
And these three holy items have different meanings in terms of the of our faith.
那金灯台它代表就是要发光。
The golden lampstand represents to shine our light.
我们看这个路加福音二章的三十节。
If we look at the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 30.
路加福音书二章的三十节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 30.
三十节，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。三十一，就是你在万民面前所预备的。三十二，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。那这里主要就是有关对这个耶稣的这个预表嘛。
And here it prophesizes Lord Jesus.
那也预表着将来这个福音呢，是要这个传给这个外邦人啊。
It prophesizes that the gospel will be preached to the Gentiles.
那有关于陈设饼呢，它的意义就是这个主耶稣他说过吗？他就是从天上降下来的生命之粮啊。
And the showbread represents Lord Jesus descending from the heaven into this world and to bring this this life of bread.
我们来看这个约翰福音书六章。
If we look at John chapter 6,
51节,
verse 51,
51节，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。那这是有关陈设饼它的这个预表性，就是生命之粮。
And here it talks about what the showbread represents, which is the living bread.
那另外，这个圣所里面的另外一个物件叫做金香炉。
And the other holy item is called the golden altar.
那金香炉呢？顾名思义，它是一个香炉，里面等的香是要发出这个香味来的。
And this is the golden altar of incense, which is to have a fragrance.
它的意义呢，就是教导我们我们要以这个颂赞为祭要献给神，我们要结出好的果子来让要结出馨香之气来。
And here it represents that we must offer ourselves to God and we must bear fruit.
那有许多相关的经节那我们就读一段这个希伯来书十三章的十五节。
If we look at Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews 13:15。
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。这边就提到这个作为主耶稣的这个门徒那我们作为基督徒，我们就是要结出好果子，以馨香之祭呢来献给神呢。
And here it tells us that as Christians, as disciples of Lord Jesus, that we must bear fruit for Him.
那么从金灯台，我们可以学到哪些教训呢？
So what kind of teachings can we learn from the golden lampstand?
那首先我们第一点学到的就是神就是光，在他里面毫无黑暗啊。
First, we must learn that God is light, and within Him there is no darkness.
那在这个摩西教导神吩咐摩西所颁发的这个律例里头有关这个金灯台的部分呢，有提到这个灯台它要随时点着着。
And within the laws that God has instructed Moses to give to the Israelites, it mentioned that the golden lampstand must be constantly lit up.
我们来看利未记二十四章。
If we look at Leviticus chapter 24,
二十四章的第一节。
24 verse 1.
利未二十四章第一节，神晓谕摩西说：“二， 要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。三节，在会幕中法柜的幔子，亚伦从晚上到早晨必在主神面前清理这灯，要做你们世世代代永远的定例。四，他要在主面前常收拾金金台上的灯。啊，这就告诉我们，这个会幕里头啊，这个圣所里，这个金灯台那个灯啊，要常常让它点着。
And here it tells us that in the tabernacle that the golden lampstand must be constantly with light.
啊，因为在圣所里头呢，它没有窗户啊。
Because inside the Holy of Holies there is no windows.
啊，那在一个密闭的空间里头呢，唯有靠灯才能让这个地方呢啊点着。
So inside this confined area, there only with light can you shine in here.
啊，那如果这个圣所里头啊，没有了这盏金灯台啊。
And if there is no golden lampstand in it,
啊，那这个圣所里头呢，就变成一片漆黑了。
Then this holy of holies will be with pure darkness.
啊，但是我们想想看，圣所呢是神的居所。
But if we look at it, this tabernacle is where God resides.
啊，那在一个黑暗无光的一个地方呢，它就不符合神的神性了。
So if this is an area of just darkness, then it doesn't match the divine nature of God.
啊，因为呢，神他只住在光明中，而不是住在黑夜里啊。
Because God lives within the light, not within darkness.
我们来看约翰一书的第一章。
If we look at 1 John chapter 1,
约翰一书一章的第五节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 5.
约翰一书一章五节，神
First John chapter 1 verse 5
就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息啊。那这段经节告诉我们，神呢，他不同于黑暗，因为他是光啊，在他里面没有黑暗呢。
And here it tells us that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness.
啊，那同时也要提醒我们呢、啊，那我们的身体呢？就是神的殿啊。
And here it reminds us that our body is the temple of God.
啊，所以这个我们的心里的那个灯啊，那个光呢，也要必须常常点着啊。
And therefore, the light within our heart must be constantly with light.
啊，那在马太福音书里面呢，耶稣也教导我们呢、啊，我们心里的光若是黑暗呢、啊，啊，那黑暗是何等的大，何等的可怕呢？
And the book of Matthew tells us that if our heart is with darkness, then how scary will that darkness be?
啊，那因此呢，啊，我们的心中的这个光啊，这个亮光呢，也要像会幕里头的金灯台那个光，要常常点着的。
Therefore, the light within us must be like the golden lampstand within the tabernacle, where it's constantly with light.
啊，那如果我们在这个网络上搜寻啊，这个金灯台它到底长什么样子
？If we search online of what the golden lampstand looks like，
啊，我们可以看到有很多不同的这个照片啊。
We can see that there are different images。
啊，那你就会发现，原来这个金灯台啊，它的造型非常的这个华丽耀眼，精雕细琢。
And we can see that this lampstand is very elegant, is very well crafted.
啊，一盏的金灯台，它是由一块的金块啊所锤炼出来的。
And one lampstand is hammered from one piece of pure gold.
啊，那这一块的这个金块呢，它就是等于是当时的一个单位叫一个他连德，换算于我目前就等于是一个75磅的一个金块啊，用那个金块呢，能够打造出一个金灯台、啊、
And this piece of gold to create this lampstand is from one talent of gold, which is equals to around 75 pounds.
啊，那我们注意看，在这个圣所里面的另外一个这个物件啊，金香炉呢，它也是用纯金打造的。
If we look at another holy item within the tabernacle, which is the golden altar, it is also made from pure gold.
啊，那这告诉我们， 这个神的性情啊，啊，就是像这个金晶一样，它是非常的这个纯正圣洁，没有杂质的。
And you can see that that these items are just like the divine nature of God, where it is very holy and pure and without any impurity.
啊，因此在圣所里侍奉的人呢，他也要像这个金晶打造的一样啊。
Therefore, those that serve inside the tabernacle must be like the pure gold.
啊，因此这个身体有残疾或是呢犯罪的人呢，他们都不适合在圣所里来侍奉啊。
So those that are physically handicapped or have sinned cannot serve inside the tabernacle.
啊，而我们的信仰呢，也是要经过百般的试炼啊。
And our faith also have to go through the different trials and different tests.
啊，那圣经就勉励我们，我们的信仰过程当中，我们不要怕遇见试炼啊。
And with the Bible encourages us that during our journey of faith, we should not be afraid of trials.
啊，因为我们的信心呢，只有经过试炼呢，才能够变得纯正啊。
Because our faith can only be pure if we go through the trials.
啊，那另外就是谈到金灯台呢，必须有人常常在那边服侍。
And here also tells us that the golden lampstand must have somebody that's next to it to serve it.
啊，那我们看刚刚所读的经节里面，这个祭司呢，他必须要这个清理啊那个灯台啊。
And we just read that that the lampstand must have priest next to it to constantly clean it.
啊，那并且呢还要这个倒入这个清橄榄油，让这个灯啊能够常常点着着。
And they must pour pure olive oil into the lampstand so that it can continually to have light.
啊，所以我们看到这个金灯台呢，它不会自己亮着。
So we see here that the golden lampstand will not shine just by itself.
啊，它必须是由神所指定的工人在那里这个照顾这个金灯台，啊，那适当的时间点着它，然后并且加入油，那个灯呢才会亮着。
They must have a servant that was assigned by God to serve it, to pour oil into it so that it can continue to shine.
啊，那因此就像我们的这个信仰一样，我们就是要这个常常的反省自己啊。
And just like our faith, we must constantly reflect upon it.
啊，那就好像这个灯台的那个灯蕾啊，你必须要常常去修剪它。
And just like the golden lampstand, the wick, we must constantly trim it.
啊，那这个修剪的过程呢，啊，其实就是我们在反省啊，在灵修的过程呢，啊，就是把我们这个该剪除的部分呢，把它剪除掉。
And during this trimming, it is just like our faith, our spiritual cultivation, where whatever we need to trim out, we must trim out.
啊，主耶稣在约翰福音书里面呢，也有啊同样的这个教导。
And Lord Jesus has the same teaching inside the in the book of John.
啊，我们看约翰福音书十五章的第二节。
If you look at John chapter 15, verse 12.
十五章的第二节。
Sorry, chapter 15, verse 2.
啊，第二节，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。那这就告诉我们，哦，这个连接在葡萄树上的枝子啊，它需要常常的这个修剪啊。
And here it tells us that the branches on the vine must be constantly pruned.
啊，那我们有种过树的人都知道，哦，这个树枝你修剪之后，它会长得更好。
And if we are familiar with taking care of trees, we know that if we trim the trees, then they will even grow better.
啊，就像这段经节提到，如果这个葡萄树的枝子呢，你越是修理干净呢，它将来所结出的果子也就更多。
Just like here tells us, for true vine, if you prune it, then it will bear more fruit.
啊，那另外这个金灯台呢，啊，也教导我们，我们要成为这个光明的子女啊。
And here the golden lampstand also tells us that we must be children of light.
啊，我们要如何才能成为光明的子女呢？
So how do we be children of light?
啊，靠自己的努力是不够的。
Simply if we simply rely on our own hard work, that is not enough.
啊，因为我们带着肉体的软弱，啊，我们要靠自己的行为来称义 是做不到的。
Because we carry our physical weaknesses, so if we want to be justified by our faith, it is not enough.
当圣经中讲到义的时候呢，它这个义啊，其实是代表了两种不同的义啊。
And when the Bible talks about just, it talks about two different meanings.
Righteousness.
Oh, sorry, righteousness. It talks about two different meanings.
那这个义哈，有一种义叫做身份上的义。Identity.
And the first kind of righteousness is the righteousness of your identity.
就是我们因为相信耶稣呢，就被称为义。那这个义呢，是我们在身份上的义。
And because we believe in the Lord, so we are righteous, so that means that our identity is considered righteous.
那另外一种义是行为的义。这个行为的义呢，是要我们按着圣经的教训，把这个神的道理行出来，有好的行为，这就称为我们行为上的义了。
And the other kind of righteousness is the righteousness of our action, which is that according to the teaching of the Bible, that we carry out the teaching so that our actions can be righteous.
但是呢，靠我们自己不行，但神已经体谅我们的软弱，他已经为我们预备好了。
And if we rely on our own hard work, that is not enough. And God knew this so that He already prepared for us.
我们来看撒迦利亚书第四章。
If we look at Zechariah chapter 4,
撒迦利亚书是旧约圣经的倒数第二卷。
And it is the second to the last book of the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚书四章的第一节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1.
第一节，那与我说话的天使又来教训我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。二节，他问我说：“你看见了什么？”我说：“我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子。”第三节，旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一颗在灯盏的左边。这个是这个撒迦利亚先知所看到的一个异象。
And here is a vision that Prophet Zechariah saw.
撒迦利亚先知是谁呢？
And who is Prophet Zechariah?
他是这个以色列人啊，重新归回耶路撒冷，重建圣殿那个时期的一个先知啊。
And Zechariah is a prophet during the time when the Israelites returned back to Jerusalem and rebuilt the temple.
在他那个时候呢，这个圣殿重建的工作停顿了。
And during his time, the work to rebuild the temple was stopped.
因此呢，神就借着八个异象哈，让这个撒迦利亚看见，并且激发他呢，要继续的来完成这个建殿的工作。
And so God, through eight different visions, allowed Zechariah to see and motivated him so that the Israelites can rebuild the temple.
他所看见的第五个异象呢，就是我们刚刚读的这个金灯台还有这个橄榄树的这个异象。
And the fifth vision that he saw was what we just read, which is the golden lampstand and also the olive trees.
那这段异象呢，最后面是要教导我们一个信息。
And this vision here teaches us a message.
这个信息就是在四章的第六节。
And this message is at chapter 4, verse 6.
他对我说，这是主指示所罗巴伯的，万军之神说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。这段经节我们常常引用啊。
And we often refer to this verse here.
因为很多事情的成就呢，不是靠着势力，不是靠着才能啊。
Because many things are not fulfilled with our abilities or with our wealth.
而是靠着神的能力，借着神的灵啊。
But it's fulfilled by the power of God and His Spirit.
就像这个圣殿这个建重建圣殿这件事情呢，不是靠以色列人的势力，不是靠所罗巴伯的能力啊。
Just like rebuilding the temple is not through the abilities of the Israelites or Zerubbabel here.
而是靠神的力量，这件事呢才能够成啊。
But rather through the strength of God so that this can be fulfilled.
那刚刚异象里面有提到，也有一个金灯台。
And the vision that we just mentioned also has a golden lampstand.
这旁边有两个橄榄树。
And next to it stands two olive trees.
那金灯台上有一个特点，就是每一个灯台上有七个管子。
And there's something unique about this golden lampstand is on it there are seven pipes.
那这个管子呢，我们再看第四章的第十一节、十二节。
If we look at chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
十一节，我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵树是什么意思？十二节。
12.
我二次问他说，这两根橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思？十三节。
13.
他对我说，你不知道这什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。十四节。他说：“这两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边啊，所以看到这意象里面的这个两个橄榄树，其实就是指着啊当时的这个工人哈，所罗巴伯还有那个祭司啊，这个约书亚。”
And here it tells us that the two olive trees, here it refers to the two anointed ones, which is the Samuel and also Zerubbabel.
但是呢，从这个橄榄树呢，有一个管子啊，这个管子有油呢，直接流到这个灯盏里头。
And here it tells us that in this lampstand there are pipes, and inside the pipes allows the olives to drip oil into it.
那这个油呢，流到这个灯台的那个灯盏里头啊，那个灯盏呢，就因为有油，它就会发出光来呀。
And when the oil drips down into the lampstand, and through the oil, the lampstand can shine.
那就告诉这两个橄榄树，其实也就是指着，因为我们都是受膏者。
And these two olive trees are also referring to us because we are all anointed ones.
那受膏者就好像他会得到这个由神来的力量，这个圣灵呢，圣灵就会让这个灯盏呢，就像我们的好行为一样，会发光出来呀。
And as anointed ones through the Holy Spirit, we can shine just like our good actions where we can shine.
那其实这个意象很特殊，非常的特殊。
And this vision here is very unique.
同样的，我们如果有兴趣的话，你可以去这个网络上搜寻这个以色列国它的国徽这个国家的那个徽章的是什么样子。
And if we are interested, we can go and search on the internet of what the country of Israel's emblem looks like.
以色列国的这个国徽呢，竟然就是这边所描述的，中间一个金灯台，旁边呢有两棵橄榄树。
And which is the golden lampstand, and with two olive trees.
那我知道以色列在亡国之后，经过一千多年，竟然重新。在建立起他们的国家。
And we all know that the Israelites, after it was destroyed, after 1500 years, it was actually rebuilt.
他建国之后就证明了一件事，就是这个国之所以能重建，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠着神的灵才能够成就。
And we all know that it was rebuilt not because of their wealth or their abilities, but rather because of the Spirit of God.
那因此呢，从这个这个金灯台，或从这个撒加利亚所看的这个意象当中，就也让我们学习，我们要这个成为一个光明的子女啊。
And therefore, from the golden lampstand, also from Zechariah, we can see that we must become children of light.
那我们可以看几段经节，我们先看以弗所书第五章第八节。
If we look at several verses, let us first turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第五章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8.
五章八节。
5:8.
从前你们是暗昧的，如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就像光明的子女。那我们再来看这个彼得前书第二章十一节。
If we look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
彼得前书二章的十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11。
十一节，亲爱的弟兄你们是客旅寄居的，我劝你们要警戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂相争的。十二节。
12。
你们在外邦人中，应当品性端正，叫你们 叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。啊，我们再来看腓立比书二章的十五节。
If we look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
腓立比书二章十五节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲被谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。啊，那这几段经节呢，啊，就是告诉我们，我们呢就像这个金光台、金灯台一样，我们要随时的要发光，要将光呢照在人的面前。
And here it tells us that these verses tells us that we must be like the golden lampstand, where our light must shine among others.
啊，那在这个主耶稣的教导当中也警告我们了。他说，一个盐块啊，如果失去了咸味呢，就被人家丢弃在路旁了。
And here, in the Bible, Lord Jesus also teaches us that if a salt loses its taste, then it will be thrown away.
啊。因此呢，作为主的门徒啊，我们身上若是没有光呢，就像这个失去了这个咸味的盐块一样，没有任何的价值了。
And therefore, as disciples, if we lose our light, we are just like that salt, and that has no more salt, and we have no value anymore.
啊，那接着我们来看这个金灯台给我们的另外一个教训，就是。就是我们要把这个福音的真光呢传扬出去。
And the golden lampstand also teaches us that we must preach the true light of the gospel to others.
啊，那启示录一章十二节，我们刚刚有翻到哈，就说这个约翰长老所看见的那个异象，他看见有七个灯台啊。
And we just read that in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 12, where Elder John saw, in his vision, he saw seven.Golden lampstands.
啊，这七个灯台其实就是指着七个教会。
And these seven golden lampstands represent seven churches.
啊，那主耶稣在世上的时候呢，他说他是世上的光啊。
And while Lord Jesus was on earth, he said that he is the light of this world.
我们来看约翰福音书九章第五节。
If we look at the book of John, chapter 9.
约翰福音书九章第五节。
John chapter 9, verse 5.
他说：“我在世上的时候是世上的光啊。”那主耶稣来到世上呢，就是要将这个真光啊，照耀在这个黑暗的死荫幽谷里头啊。
And the Lord Jesus in this world, his purpose is to shine his light in the darkness of the valley.
啊，那我们呢，连接在耶稣的这个肢体的那个葡萄树上呢，我们也要和他一样，在世上要发光啊。
And we as branches of the Lord Jesus, we also must shine.
好，我们来看《使徒行传》十三章的四十七节。
If we look at Acts chapter 13,
使徒行传》十三章四十七节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 47.
47节，因为主曾这样吩咐我们说，我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩直到地极。啊，虽然这个是引用以赛亚书四十二章里面有关耶稣的一个预言呢。
And here is actually referring to what the book of Isaiah talked about.
啊，那但是这里呢也用来指着啊。那些就是跟随耶稣的人呢，他们也和耶稣一样，要成为外邦人的光啊。
And here it tells us that just like Lord Jesus, we should also be the light to the Gentiles.
啊，那这个教会要传扬福音的真光，其实就是靠着组成教会的每一个这个分子哈，来承担这个工作。
In order for the churches to shine the true light, we must rely on every single member to do such a thing.
啊，那因此这个传扬这个福音的真光呢，是我们每一个人的责任呐。
Therefore, to preach the gospel of the true light, it is the duty of every one of us.
啊，但是圣经里头有另外一段章节呢，啊，也提醒我们呐，我们这个做圣工的时候， 或者说我们灵性软弱的时候呢，我们千万不要灰心丧志。
And here the Bible also tells us that when we do holy work, and when we grow weak, do not be sad about it.
我们来看以赛亚书四十二章的第三节。
If we look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章第三节。
Chapter 42, verse 3.
压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开啊！其实这段经节哈，这个在不同的场合之下呢，它有不同的解释。
And this verse here has different meanings in different circumstances.
那我们通常借用这段经节呢，来表达神对我们人的慈爱。
And we often use this verse to represent the love of the Lord that He has for us.
因为神呢看顾那软弱绝望中的人呢。
Because God knows our weaknesses.
他不会眼睁睁的看着那将灭的灯火呢让他熄灭了而坐视不管了。
He will not allow a smoking flax to be quenched and do nothing about it.
那当人看为绝望，准备放弃的时候呢？神总是愿意再试一次，试一试。
And when man is desperate and will give up, God will assist us.
那其实我们自己哈，我们自己常常是第一个放弃的人呐。
And we are often the first one to give up.
而神呢，他却是那位坚持到最后、最不愿意放弃的人呐。
And God.Is always the persisting to the last moment where he will never give up on us.
那将残的灯火其实指的这个火虽然看起来要灭，但是还没有完全熄灭。
And a smoking flax here refers to a dying light where it is not completely dead yet.
情况虽然紧急，但是还没有到达绝望的地步啊。
Although it is urgent, but it is not to the point where we are desperate.
只有当这个灯真正熄灭了，才代表终结，代表一切结束了。
Only when the light is completely dead, then it is the end.
那只要灯它还亮着，就表示还有希望。
As long as there is still light, then there is still hope.
其实我们人的生命呢，或盼望，就像这一盏的油灯啊。
Just like our lives with hope, it is the same as this smoking flax.
那只要它还亮着，就不要轻言放弃啊。
As long as it still shines, then we should not give up easily.
圣经也告诉我们哈，这个将残的灯火，我们要怎么样呢？我们要让它重新再燃烧起来，再眺望起来啊。
And here the Bible tells us that this smoking flax, we must bring it to full light again.
你或许需要。搅一搅那些灰烬，或许呢，你需要加上一点油啊。
We might have to remove some ashes or pour some more oil into it.
那这样这个灯呢，就可以重新的再燃起来呀。
Then we will allow this light to be once again with full light.
那我们刚刚学习的这个青橄榄油，这就是圣灵，圣灵就是从神来的能力，它要让我们呢重新得力，重新站立起来。
And so the pure olive oil that we were just referring to, it refers to the Holy Spirit, where it will give us strength so that we can once be strong again.
因此呢，我们有这个神的亮光在我们身上的人呐。
And therefore, we will have the light of God within us.
那就千万不要让这个亮光呢，像灯火一样，让它熄灭了。
And do not allow this light within us to be the smoking flax and allow it to die.
当软弱的时候呢，我们要将这个将熄的灯火重新眺望起来啊。
And when we are weak, we must stir up the light again.
那我们今天下午呢，就简单的从这个金灯台呢来学习一些教训。
And this afternoon, we would like to learn several teachings from this golden lampstand.
那这个总结呢，就是像马太福音里面说的，我们每一个人呢，都是世上的光啊。
And the conclusion here is that, just like the book of Matthew tells us, that we are all light of this world.
那我们的光呢，要照在人的面前，叫人看见我们的好行为啊。
And our light must shine upon the people in this world so that they can see our good actions.
便将荣耀归给 我们在天上的父。
So that we can give glory to our heavenly Father.
那最后我们来看这段经节，约翰福音书八章十二节。
And last read the book a verse at the book of John.
约翰福音书八章十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”那这里告诉我们，我们跟随耶稣呢，就不至于走在黑夜里啊。
And here it tells us that if we follow Lord Jesus, then we will not walk in darkness.
相反的，我们会得着生命的光啊。
And we will receive the light of life.
我们求主耶稣圣灵继续带领帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit of God to continue to guide us and assist us.
我们最后请唱赞美诗三百五十五首。
And let's please sing him.
三百五十五。
355。
Glorious day over there to my head. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在做结束祷告。
We will now have a concluding prayer.
求主耶稣继续带领我们的脚步。
We ask God to continue to guide our footsteps.
让我们有一颗渴慕真理的心。
So we can have a pure heart.
让我们能够这个再次发出光来。
So that we can shine our light in this world.
请一起做结束祷告。
Let us have our concluding prayer together.